Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Round Ball Rock Podcast, starring Dave Schilling, Lucius Allen, McCoy McLemore, Joey Devine, Marv Winkler, Bill Zoff, Sean Keen, Bob Boozer, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, special Patreons, Daniel, thank you Daniel, Forrest Walker, thank you Forrest, Graham S, thank you Graham S, musical guest, Justin Beamer, and now the temporary host of Round Ball Rock, Joey Devine.
Hi, it's me, Joey Devine, your temporary host of the Round Ball Rock Podcast, and I'm sorry, I'm just surprised we got Justin Bieber. Usually it's a much more obscure musical guest, and for some reason, that one fucking killed me.
He's a fan of the pod.
That voice you're hearing is, of course, permanent co-host, my best friend, comedian, writer, friends of children everywhere, Sean Keen. Sean, how are you?
I'm good. I have been befriending more children as we speak. Also, I'm pretty sure that Hailey Bieber is actually a listener, and
oh,
Bieber likes to listen in the car. Yeah.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Well, Stephen Baldwin's a fan, and so Haley heard it. You know what I mean?
Look,
so,
when are we gonna get Halsey on the pod?
You know, we're working on that, guys. Tweet at Halsey, not her regular account.
No, the basketball.
Give her some privacy.
Halsey_and1. Look, we want Halsey. We want Daryl Morey.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty much it, right? That's our dream guest
list.
Well,
I mean, look, if they were on Together and they collaborated on a musical, that would be really good. As you know, you're a big Halsey fan, right? You saw her ever since you saw her open for Imagine Dragons.
No, but I do weirdly have a Halsey factoid.
Oh, please.
One of the weirder jobs I've had of the many weird jobs I've had since I moved to Los Angeles is I worked 3 days in a pop-up store for the K-pop boy band extraordinaire BTS. You know, the biggest band in the world, Sean.
Yes,
BTS.
Yes. Draft Dodgers, right?
Don't they have to break up to go to the military? I think that's the idea.
I don't know though, because the thing I love about that is Chan Ho Park basically arguably maybe wrecked his actual baseball career because South Korea promised him if Korea won the Asian Games in baseball, mm-hmm. he didn't have to serve in the military. So he really threw like all these innings in February. And then he had a big contract with the Raiders, and he kind of sucked.
But yeah, I heard that they were supposed to break up to go to the military. But I also heard that BTS actually equates to like 7% of the South Korean economy or something like that.
It's gigantic. And they're passing a law that basically exempts them. But also, they're all studying in MBA programs right now. So they're delaying their military duty. So Jinmin and V are actually doing it at a cyber university studying advertising and media
Good
management.
Good for Jimin. My favorite member.
But also Jin, RM, Suga, and J-Hope mm-hmm. actually have been enrolled in the program since March.
Sean, do you know what RM stands for? I learned this while working at the BTS store.
Yes.
Rap Monster. Because he's the one who raps.
Oh, that's great.
Well, anyway, BTS
is too young for grad school. He's still an undergrad.
Anyway, BTS, very cool. I mean, I don't particularly their music only did a little bit for me, but the backstories they have, very interesting, very cool. Loved meeting all their fans. Love learning about new music. You know that about me.
You love it.
But they had a duet with Halsey, and, you know, that I was standing there for two straight days.
Oh, yeah.
Or 3 days. It was 3 days. Three straight days when they were playing, like, the 8 videos back to back to back constantly on a loop. And one of their fans told me that the video they were playing actually, you can't find it anymore because it had too much Halsey in it and their fans got mad.
That's so
the
funny.
The BTS fans were like, no, no Halsey, more Jimin.
they want the rap monster.
Yeah, of course. RM. Okay, that was a weird way to start our basketball podcast.
I know, it was fine. It was fine.
A funny thing about Jimin. No, I think it's Jimin. I forget. I think it's Jimin. So there's a video where Jimin is constantly surrounded by Snickers bars. Like, he's laying and, like, crying in a big pile of Snickers bars. And I asked one of their fans, like, what's with the Snickers bars? And they were like, oh, that's because Jimin's backstory is when he was a young child, his mom took him to the fair and handed him a Snickers bar and then abandoned him.
Jesus.
They all have crazy, like, fictional backstories.
Oh, that's
like
right.
That.
They're like not fun, really.
No,
right?
They're all pretty depressing. The only time they have fun is when they're with each other. They found each other, and that's when the fun started. Also, one of them is a time traveler. I forget which one. All right. We can save that for our BTS pod.
Yeah,
which
right.
would be much more popular than this one. Let's be honest.
We might be pivoting, guys.
I also think though we would be canceled immediately.
Oh yeah, they'd be like then
like episode two.
They're like, that's wildly inappropriate. And we're like, we don't really understand, but fair.
Business up top, Twitter, roundrockpod, roundrockpod@gmail.com. Call us on the phone in the description of the episode. Patreon.com/roundrockpod. It's roundballrock.net is our blog. We're edited by our friend Big Corbs. Am I forgetting anything? 5-star reviews on iTunes.
Reviews.
It's weird. You guys know the bit now. roundrockpod@gmail.com. Sean.
Yeah.
We got a bunch of voicemails. You want to listen to them?
Oh, please.
All right, let's go to the phones.
Sean and Joey can't come to the phone right now, but luckily phones are the domains of me, a robot. If you know the extension of Tillman Fertitta, please dial it now. Press 1 to have a single beer with Zach Lowe. Press 2 for Senegal-related inquiries. Press 3 for movie times read by Brooke Lopez. Press 33 to hear problematic things Bill Simmons wrote in the early 2000s. Press 0 at any time to leave a message for Sean and Joey. That's right, you too can leave a message for Sean and Joey, just dial 323-682-0342. Once again, that number is 323-682-0342. Please give me a call, being a robot is a solitary road.
Alright, Sean, our first voicemail is actually t-shirt related, so let's plug that store again.
Hell yeah.
You can buy all Round Ball Rock merch. You know, it's weird saying Round Ball Rock after saying Round Rock Pod so many times.
Yeah, it's weird. It's...
You can buy
Do
all
we
our...
have branding issues? Maybe.
You can buy all our Round Ball Rock merch at TeePublic on the link in the description. And our friend Mike has a t-shirt question. So let's hear his call.
Hey, Sean and Joey. It's Mike Burchett. So let's say you ordered a t-shirt from your favorite podcast. And let's say when that t-shirt came in the mail and you opened it, it wasn't actually from the podcast and was actually for a David Lynch t-shirt that said directed by David Lynch in the Twin Peaks font. Which brings me to my question. If Round Ball Rock was directed by a more art house director, who would that director be? And what would be the graphic representation on a t-shirt of that director directing Round Ball Rock? Thanks, and I'll take my question off the air.
All right, Sean. If Round Ball Rock was directed by an art house director, who would it be?
You know, gosh. I mean, I feel like our podcast is very silly.
Mm-hmm.
So for art house directors, it's like the person who seems to have like the silliest sensibility is probably like David Gordon Green. I mean, it's weird because I know you're a big fan of his.
He is my favorite director.
But I feel like all those movies always have like a real random, like a lot of like random detour shots. You know what I mean? Like in Pineapple Express, there's a lot of like random shots of kids on swings and stuff. And like sometimes things get serious and can be very powerful, but often it's very silly.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I think, though, his real art housey movies are maybe a little too heavy.
God, that's right. Well, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, George Washington is a very funny and very beautiful movie. It's one of my favorite movies. Oh. But, you know, there's no dead children on our podcast.
Yeah, there's... Oh, God. Yeah, there's a couple of real bummers there.
I think we are, what's his name? I think we, yeah, you know, I think we're Whit Stillman, dude.
Oh, man, I can see, yeah.
We're verbose. We're kind of
have a limited, there's a limited cast.
We're light. We work. not on a very tight schedule. You never know when one's coming. It could be 3 weeks. It could be three in a week. and I think that our GM sex scene episode is our Metropolitan.
That's our
Metropolitan. Like it really kicked us off to the rest of the world.
And yeah, like the output's not always consistent, but it's a loyal following.
Yeah, for sure. Also, Greta Gerwig, big fans.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Lady Bird go on Round Ball.
Yeah, Lady, we would definitely have Greta Gerwig on our pod if she wanted to come on.
God, talking about the Sacramento Kings, that would be a dream.
What would the graphic representation of the shirt be?
Oh, if it was Whit Stillman?
I mean, well, you picked David Gordon Green, I guess.
Yeah, let me look at
it would be like, well, I'm familiar. I've watched every David Gordon Green movie. Well, the the good early ones five times at least. I watch all the Real Girls at least once a year. It's my favorite movie.
I mean, would it be just like Danny McBride with a mullet dunking a basketball?
I think it's like literally like an empty hoop that like an empty court that is like overgrown with wildlife, but also like a child dressed as Freddy Krueger is standing there for no reason.
Uh-huh. That's the weirdest part in that movie.
Yeah, in the movie Snow Angels. Oh, yeah.
Angels. Yes.
When that woman is dressed as inexplicably dressed as Freddy Krueger for
but
no reason.
But also clearly intentionally dressed as Freddy Krueger.
100%. My favorite image in that movie is, for no reason, it is completely unexplained, Nikki Cat is wearing a karate gi while folding laundry.
Yeah. God, he is so good in that movie. Oh, man. Yeah, I think like rustic, maybe even snow-covered basketball court is excellent.
Yeah.
And either Danny McBride is dunking or Jake Gyllenhaal is doing a strengthening exercise in the hoop.
That movie is also secretly weird.
It's very weird.
That movie's good. Real underrated. Yeah, Stronger.
Dude, like if you get Jake Gyllenhaal into a movie and you don't pretend that he's like a regular lead actor, you can get some real gold out of that weird weirdo.
That movie's very
just
strange.
Happens to be handsome and really ripped, but he is a super weirdo dude.
Stronger is really strange because on its face, it's like standard Oscar bait.
Uh-huh.
But then you watch it and you're like, this movie is very weird.
There's a lot of strange. Yeah. Do you think they thought it was going to be Oscar bait? Because I don't think that.
I think Jake Gyllenhaal thought so. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he might have.
Because at the time in his career, it was like, yep, I'm due. I'm going to get my, this is my mud. You know what I mean? Because it was like,
Well, he's made so many weird ones, too.
Okay, but Whit Stillman's to me, Whit Stillman's to me is easy. It's just Chris Eigenman on a wearing a tuxedo, sitting in a ballroom, pushing a basketball on the ground like a cartoon drawing.
I want to look at the Barcelona poster real quickly.
All of his posters suck because they're
New Yorker covers.
Yeah, but they're also like kind of like the Barcelona one in particular is very like VHS, like, oh, there's gonna be 800 copies of this on a wall of every video store in America. No one's gonna see this in the theater.
This is one of the worst posters I've seen.
Okay.
It's so, yeah, anyway.
We gotta talk real basketball.
Yeah, right.
The Raptors won tonight, Sean, in a game I'm mad I missed. I was working. I'm going to watch it the second I get off this podcast.
Yeah.
But it seemed like one of the best games ever.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Two overtimes. And so we requested our friends from the basketball podcast, Katie Heindel and Sean Woodley, because we were not equipped to talk about it the way they are.
Yeah, the game ruled. I did watch it live, but at the same time, and I want to just give the context to Katie Heindel's call,
mm-hmm.
which you might be able to parse it, but this is what it was. So Katie is at a beautiful rustic cabin mm-hmm. right now, and also was suffering terrible allergies.
Yeah, I demanded she call us and was like, I just took cold medicine.
Yeah, so that makes it better.
And all the texts back were misspelled.
Well, also she couldn't find any cold medicine at first, so she did at least one shot of whiskey to clear the passages. And then she had a beautiful phrase that I'm just gonna read about how her sinuses felt. Hang on. The phrase she used to describe how she was feeling was, sinuses still like waterlogged sponges. Yeah. Well, and then she found allergy medicine
anyway.
Very
basketball sinuses.
A very stressful game, I would say, for fans of either team.
So here's what I'm going to do. Neither of them asked any questions. I didn't feel equipped to cover it the way our Canadian friends did. So here is our recap of the Toronto Raptors game tonight. Take it away, Katie and Sean, afterwards.
Guys, I don't know what you want me to say. It feels like I can't breathe. I still am having an allergy attack. Been having an allergy attack for 4 hours. Cold medication I found kicked in. It feels like being tightly wound, just like a wire extremely taut, so tight it could just like split through your skin, and then the game is just over now. They just won. And I wasn't prepared for any outcome, let alone that outcome. I'm mostly surprised it's done. I don't know what to do with myself. I'm ecstatic, but I'm also just like, can't sit down. I haven't sat down for an hour since the game ended, since before the game ended. I don't know what to do. I don't know if I'll ever be the same again. I'm staring at a lake in the dark. I might just go swim in it just to cool down. I love the Raptors. They're my whole heart. I wish Pascal Siakam could make a fucking layup, but whatever. I'll take what I can get. I don't know. Now I got to live through another game of this. I know I don't sound like it, but I'm so happy. Anyway, please check in with me again on Friday, and I'll let you know. But yeah, that just happened. Also, everyone loves this. I see Kevin Love's freaking out. John Morant's freaking out. Your friend Katie, she can't take this. I can't live through another game like that. But you know what? If I have to, I will. I'll take it. Kyle Lowry, you're everything. Okay, bye, guys. I love you.
Hey, guys. It's Sean Woodley, your pal from basketball and Locked On Raptors. Hope you guys are doing well. I'm doing well. I'm calling because Sean asked me to call in to talk about whatever the hell that was, the double overtime Raptors win over the Celtics to push it to 7. My thoughts on the game, as per Sean's request, are Kyle Lowry fucking rules. He's the best. And I am curious to know if you guys think that he is more likely to be a Hall of Famer than LaMarcus Aldridge. I know he's sort of the standard for you guys, so I just want to know where Kyle Lowry ranks compared to LaMarcus Aldridge in terms of Hall of Fame surefire bona fides. I'm kind of rambling now because I'm in a bit of a fugue state after that game. I've kind of not moved since it happened. My arm is like cramping up because I'm tense. Anyway, love you guys. Kyle Lowry forever. He's the goddamn king. Norm Powell apparently rules too. Fuck Marcus Smart, fuck Bill Simmons, fuck the Celtics and all of Boston and Brad Stevens and his stupid white bread face. Game 7 is terrifying, but holy shit, one coming up. Kyle Lowry forever, baby. Bye, guys.
Man, I love those guys. Listen to their podcast, Basketball, or Katie's other podcast, Dishes and Dimes, or Sean's other podcast, Locked On Raptors.
We'll be hosting trivia.
Yeah,
we'll be...
and if you're an A Basketball Patreon,
yes,
on September 14th, they're doing a trivia night, and Sean and I are celebrity captains. Mm-hmm. Look, I really hope we're on the same team, because Sean is much better at trivia than I am.
Well, we used to really wreck at sports trivia in mm-hmm. North Beach. We got a lot of
I think we closed drinks that Monty Brothers down.
Yeah, I think we did.
They canceled sports trivia after like a week because after like a month because Sean and Joe Tobin and Kevin O'Shea and I kept winning all the free food. Yeah.
Having somebody that knows about hockey, oh boy, yeah.
Let's talk playoffs, baby.
It's the NBA playoffs.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
Basketball for humans.
We're going to be championship.
Data for robots.
Both teams play hard, my man.
Both teams played hard.
All right, Sean. Celtics-Raptors going to Game 7.
Yeah, that ruled. I gotta echo what our caller said. Kyle Lowry was so good mm-hmm. in that game. Like, 12 of 20, 33 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists. He had 2 steals, and it felt like he had 10 steals. played 53 minutes.
All right, yeah. I have 3 questions for you about the about this game. We kind of covered it via our Canadian friends, so.
Yeah.
Would the Sean, my question for you, would the Celtics going to the NBA Finals be the biggest disaster of 2020 so far?
If they won, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even going is top 5.
My next question is, who is relatively younger, Jason Tatum or child coach Brad Stevens?
This is very important to know. Brad Stevens was dressed very slovenly during this game, and I honestly think it cost them the game. I don't think the refs respected him because he didn't have his shirt tucked in. And, like, when you're already kind of like a child man, you can't also dress like a sullen teenager and expect to get any calls. And I know the refs were kind of all over the place, but there's one person who's responsible for the lack of respect that the Celtics may or may not have gotten from the referees, and that is child coach Brad Stevens.
Yeah.
And I think he seems relatively younger now to me. Mm-hmm. I know people made a huge deal about how young Jason Tatum is, and he's like a 6'8 embryo, you know what I mean?
Zygote.
Mm-hmm. But I still think it's Brad Stevens now.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say dressing differently, I think also hurt the Jazz because those last 2 games, Quinn Snyder was going for like a real like hot guy look where he was like wearing like really skinny joggers and like tennis shoes with no socks. It was like a real like GQ summer look, you know, you just pulled everything out of their summer issue.
Yeah. Like he was really trying to impress a co-ed.
And he's supposed to look like a cocaine demon. He's supposed to look like the after of the GQ man, not the before.
once he got, into that post game interview and started blinking like a maniac.
Yeah.
That was incredible. But yeah, he wasn't coked up enough on
like
the sidelines.
People were literally tweeting like, "Is Quinn Snyder hot now?" and that's never good.
I mean, it's Jay Billis will often talk about how incredibly hot Quinn Snyder was as a young man. But that is Jay Billis.
But anyone looks hot next to Coach K.
Yeah, that's like the thing. Like a literal blue devil.
Coach K looks.
Gotta play the right way.
Coach K literally looks like a cartoon of a vampire. Like he would call a timeout and go blue.
Yeah, but like kind of a sad one.
Yeah, like a vampire from a New Yorker cartoon who's like,
yeah,
is there garlic on this? And that's just the caption. All right. Sean, I think this next question we have in the rundown is more of a question for me than for you.
Okay, yes.
This seems more in my line of expertise.
Yes.
Okay. So are you going to ask it?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Okay, so here it is. Pascal Siakam, Spicy P, 5 of 19, bricked a couple of bad shots at the end of the game. Spicy P is struggling. Playoff P, Paul George, mm-hmm. is struggling. Streetball Paul Millsap, mm-hmm. is struggling. What is up with these P's, man?
None of them. See, this is less of a P problem for me and more of a horrible nickname problem that I think yeah. they all gave themselves.
I believe they're all self-given,
I'm not
right?
sure about Spicy P,
Paul and Playoff
Strike
P are
yes.
yeah.
But Spicy P also seems like a nickname Pascal Siakam gave himself, right? Like, I don't... But either way, it's a bad nickname. Bad nickname, bad logo. His name is Pascal Siakam. He doesn't need a nickname. Paul George probably right. does need a nickname, but not
yes.
Playoff B.
Also not PG-13.
And yeah, not... Look, a nick... Paul George needs a nickname Bill Simmons didn't give him. And Streetball Paul, while maybe the funniest nickname in NBA history, is... No one calls him that. Look, if more people called him Streetball Paul, I'd be okay with it. Yeah. But it's just us. We're
it's
the only
the
ones who remember that before an All-Star game, he told, I think it was... It was a Ball Don't Lie guy, right? Was it Kelly?
It must have been. I just can't think of who it would be if it wasn't
it
Kelly.
It might have been Dan Devine, but he told one of those guys.
One of those two legends and princes of men.
That people needed to watch out because people might not think of him as a flashy player, but don't worry. Streetball Paul is coming out.
Yeah, and he came out and scored like 7 points. But
I think it was
good
less.
Streak.
I think it was four.
I think it was left. I think it was less, too.
All right, let's talk about the Bucks. And while we're here, we should say goodbye to them, right?
Oh, yeah. Let's Wait, who are we saying? Oh, these guys, yeah. We'll
Bucks.
Say it back. Yeah.
But so the Bucks lost 4-1 to the Heat, and it should have been a sweep.
It absolutely should have. There was a very questionable foul call on Dante DiVincenzo. I mean,
yes, it was on Dante D. White
yeah,
Dante,
yeah. He drew some fouls at the end of regulation, and then they held on in overtime. But they...
It was a charge. It was
yeah, normally I don't really care that much about charges or blogs, but also it really felt like the NBA was like, can we just get one more game, guys?
Yeah, we need Giannis.
We need like a little bit of, we're losing a lot of money in this bubble.
My question for you, Sean, is this worse than a 1-8 loss? Because it was pretty embarrassing.
I think it was worse than a 1-8 loss because a couple of those 1-8 losses, like the Mavericks loss to the Warriors was shocking and like really disappointing, but I actually don't really think it was embarrassing.
Also, Dirk had to go to the wilderness for 2 months. Dirk literally went and lived on a beach. He was so embarrassed.
That's true, but it's like, it was pretty embarrassing.
He was the first MVP to ever have to accept an MVP award not in front of fans.
God, that was bad.
And so they changed it from now that's why they give out the MVP when they do.
God. Wait, they haven't given it out yet, right?
That's a good question. I don't remember.
I don't
It's going to be Giannis. I'm pretty sure they announced it, right?
Someone leaked it. It has not been officially announced. I mean, somebody just like counted the votes because people were public enough about him. But he's going to have to accept that MVP award in like a backyard.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I feel like it's less it's more embarrassing than the Spurs losing 1-8. I think it might be worse. Like, I feel like this team had more.
I don't think it's worse than the Nuggets beating the Sonics, though.
That was probably the... Well, they were also up 2-0 in that series, too.
Yeah.
The craziest thing about the Nuggets team is they came back from 2-0 to beat the Sonics, and they came back from down 3-0 to force a Game 7 against Utah. Like, what a weird team.
Well, Dikembe Mutombo fucking ruled.
Yeah,
Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf.
God, he was great.
And Bison Deli, rest in peace.
Yeah.
Even though George Karl, never mind. We'll save that for the Patreon.
Anyway, fuck George Karl, just for the record. Yeah.
So everyone's thinking Giannis is going to demand a trade. Giannis came out today and said, hopefully we can learn from this and get better as a team. Come back and hopefully build a culture in Milwaukee for many years that we can come out here and compete every single year for a championship.
Now,
Sean, though, question.
Yeah.
Should he demand a trade?
I want to say something about that quote first. Mm-hmm. And we've got something on the Roundball Rock blog about it. Corbin A. Smith, the editor-in-chief, wrote about adverbs in these quotes, which like can be considered weakening your writing, but also hedge yourself. Giannis says hopefully twice here. Each time he says hopefully, you can read that as maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, hopefully we could get better as a team. Hopefully we could come back and compete every year. Now, in terms of should he demand a trade, I think the answer is only if he really has a specific place he wants to go. Because, I mean, I think he needs to leave. I do. I mean, no disrespect to the great state of Wisconsin and the somewhat mediocre city of Milwaukee. Let's be honest.
No, Milwaukee's cool, dude. I like Milwaukee.
It's kind of segregated. I just think I just think that the state of Wisconsin over the last few years has essentially said that they don't deserve Giannis. Like, the cops are really bad. Someone in their city, like, cops injured one of his teammates, like the legislature wouldn't even acknowledge. Like,
remember when they didn't seat him at that pizza parlor?
Yeah. That sucked. And also, I mean, I kind of feel the same way about like Ohio, the state of Ohio and LeBron. Like, he won them a title, and then the state
in trouble.
I'm just saying, the state voted for Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And I think once that happened, I think LeBron was like, yeah, I'm not long for this place. I asked them to do one thing in exchange for all the work I did for the desolate Northeast Ohio region. I gave them a title. I gave them hope. And they gave their electoral votes to Donald Trump. So I kind of think he should, because at first I was like, well, he should wait till they trade him. And it's like, there's no hit on this. Giannis doesn't really owe Milwaukee anything. They drafted him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like he's not even from America.
I disagree. I don't think he should demand a trade. Yeah. I think it would be fucking cool. Because, look, here's the thing. Everyone's leaving all the time, and it's impossible to tell who's on any team whatsoever. And it's been a long time since Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was in Milwaukee. And you're not guaranteed to win a title. But if you're not going to win a title, I would rather be Dirk or Dame Lillard. I know Dirk won a title, but you know what I mean. Or Damian Lillard, where you're going to get a statue and everybody's going to love you forever. And your jersey gets retired immediately and you get a free job for the rest of your life.
Uh-huh.
Like, you're going to... I just don't think... Unless... If he's going to demand a trade, the smart marketing move would actually to be pick the weirdest teams possible. Like, here are the five teams I want to go to. I want to go to Dallas. I want to go to Denver. Like, just these, like, random. So it's not Golden State, New York, L.A.
L.A., right, right.
Like,
right.
It just doesn't. Toronto can be on that list, too. Like, it just. I think people discount what happens to these guys. Like, I think it takes someone special to not be kind of fucked up from just having negativity thrown at you for years and years. I mean, like, KD and Paul George are two completely different people since, like, everyone has spent the last 3 years screaming at them for demanding trades from where they left or leaving where they left. Like,
I just don't think guys get that much shit anymore, though. I mean, KD did, but I don't think people are mad at Paul George for leaving Indiana.
I think they were. But I don't know. I just don't know. Like, plus, to me, I think it'd be cool if it was, like, to get back to a point where it's like, that guy is in Milwaukee. That guy is here. That guy, right. Like,
look, that's cool, but I mean, the difference between Dirk Nowitzki and Dame Lillard and Giannis's situation is that Giannis's owners are cheap as hell.
Yeah.
They bought a – I mean, they're not cheap in general. They're cheap with the basketball team. They bought a casino instead of re-signing Malcolm Brogdon. They won't go into the luxury tax, and we saw – that this team has giant holes.
Yeah.
Like instead of getting an athletic person, and I wouldn't trust the Bucks ownership, basically. It's not really the city, even though I also think you shouldn't just have to live in Milwaukee forever because someone drafted you there.
Oh, for sure.
But at the same time, it's like you at least want an organization that really supports you. And I don't really get the sense that the Bucks are like that. Like, not only they were still holding multiple police events where, like, cops got in free and there were special, like, law enforcement prayers after one of their players was beaten up by the Milwaukee Police Department. Like, I don't think that this team has his back the way that they need to.
Yeah. I think that's definitely fair.
That's a good reason to leave. Yeah. And that's it. Otherwise, it would be really cool to win in Milwaukee. It does suck that players – it's in general, it kind of sucks that people want to go to – like, it doesn't suck for the Lakers or Clippers. And it's always, like, Los Angeles, which is – I mean, don't you live there in the summer anyway? Is it that big a deal to live in L.A.? Like, I guess it would be – preferable. Now look,
I mean, we've both chosen to live in Los Angeles. So
what's that?
We've both chosen to live in Los Angeles.
Yeah, we abandoned our home cities too. So whatever. By the way, I'm in Northern California right now, and today was an absolutely terrifying looking day everywhere.
It looked real.
Yeah, it was like the apocalypse. But I mean, at the same time, I don't know if it's such a bad idea to play one more year in Milwaukee and become an unrestricted free agent.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I wouldn't do if I was him is sign the Supermax this summer.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do that. And I wouldn't demand a trade. I would say I'm going to leave unless you do something and see what happens.
Yeah. Because just all their acquisitions have been now you compared it to LeBron in Cleveland, yeah, part one, and that completely makes sense. Like, this is absolutely this team basically did add Antoine Jameson to a title contender at the trade deadline, only his name is Marvin Williams now. You know what I mean? Like, it's very similar. And, like, you know, getting Brook Lopez was good. It just doesn't seem like they are all in on this team as much as they are all in on making a bunch of money.
But I also think blaming the roster construction and the ownership is sort of letting Coach Bud off the hook a little bit here. Hey, Coach Bud, your defense was great in the regular season, but dropping that guy every time wasn't working in the playoffs, and you never changed it.
Yeah. Well, and you know, when you have this system that you play all the time, and then you acquire players for that system, you know, you're screwed if someone spots the holes in your system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's always weird to me when teams panic with a young player and start surrounding them with a bunch of guys that are like 5 to 7 years older than them. And it's fine to have a couple of those guys, but like,
right. Because like, you want,
like, look, Brooke Lopez, great.
Yes.
Even George Hill, even
great.
Fine.
George Hill's been great.
But Wes Matthews for Malcolm Brogdon is a rough one. Not that even like
and
Malcolm
Brogdon's
the most
Wes Matthews would have been a great pickup if they also kept Malcolm Brogdon.
Yeah, like, exactly. Yeah. I mean, isn't Wes Matthews playing for like the minimum anyway? Yeah.
He was actually really good this year. And look, Dante D, good draft pick, but I don't know, man. I just, it was a bummer. I wanted them to get swept though, because again, I want maximum chaos, even though I'm saying Giannis should stay. I feel like if Giannis stays, we actually get more chaos in the roster. Where if he goes, the roster just becomes a gross tire fire. You know what I'm saying? Like,
do you think it would have been less of a disaster if they weren't in the bubble?
No, it would have been worse.
Yeah,
now they have the bubble excuse.
I think Miami was a bad matchup for them, and then the coaching matchup made it a terrible matchup for them. Also, not to take anything away from the Heat, Bam was the best player. And Jimmy Butler was Jimmy Butler. He was doing Jimmy Butler stuff.
And Tyler Herro, when the game is on the line, ice in his fucking veins, baby.
They play with, and somehow they've got Jay Crowder looking good again.
You know what? I'm going to say it right now. Tyler Herro, he's got BTS energy.
Oh, I like it. What do you think his backstory would be? No, don't tell me yet. So what do you think Milwaukee should do?
I mean, honestly, they've got to get rid of Bledsoe. And that's the hardest thing to get rid of. I was looking at their roster. They don't have a lot, because like, okay, their big contracts are Bledsoe, and because there was that Chris Paul rumor, right? But it was like, okay, they trade Bledsoe and Lopez for Chris Paul, but that doesn't even, they still have to add $10 million. So it's like, then you add Ercan Ilyasova, and then it's like, why are the Thunder doing that?
Right, exactly. Like it's not a good match.
They already have too many draft picks.
The Thunder?
Like, and then you're going to take Bucks ones, because, okay, so say it works out, then those draft picks are garbage. Then you're banking on, okay, maybe Giannis leaves, but it's still like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, they basically like, I mean, they have some picks to trade. They don't really owe any first round picks or anything, so they have some ammunition.
But it's also like, okay, if you're trading Brooke Lopez, are you getting a starter back?
Like, yeah, exactly. Like you still, that doesn't, like, give you a center.
He was your third best player on the team.
He was second team all defense. He was also fine in the playoffs.
Yeah. like Eric Bledsoe's contract is terrible. So, and it's like, okay, George Hill makes $12 million or whatever, but it's like nine. It's like, okay, you're giving up George Hill, but he was what, their fifth best player?
Like, right. And Eric Bledsoe was signed for 3 more years and like $55 million more, something like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, he makes like 18 a year or something. Now, granted, 1 year of that is not guaranteed.
Sure.
So it is not quite as bad as it looks. But it's still get.
But it's, and, not like,
you know,
you're saving.
He
a
is
team
a good
money.
Defensive player. No, you're giving him. You owe him $35 million. Sorry, you owe him $39 million, and then his. His 2022 contract is un. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's not great. It's not that bad. Like, he's, you know, if you were like the right team, It's not like he's horribly.
No, he's like
a, but he's just not cheap. He's
but he also it doesn't feel like he has like he's not going to be the centerpiece of a value guy you get back either. Like
yeah, exactly. Like it's and he's like, well, he's 29 this year. Mm-hmm. So it's weird because he really is legitimately pretty good defensively, but he just disappears in it's 3 years in a row where he cannot really do anything offensively in the
playoffs.
And
it's like, okay, who are guys you might want to bring in? Like, okay, Kevin Love. And it's like, Kevin Love and Giannis would actually be pretty good, or a pretty good pairing, I think, but it's still like...
But you already have Brook Lopez. Like, you know what right. I mean? Like, they have...
But that's what I mean. To get to Kevin Love's number, you have to trade Brook Lopez and... Eric Bledsoe, right. And it's like you're trading two starters for a marginally better starter. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a hard, I don't
know. They're kind of locked in a lot. You can shuffle the pieces, but
now, it's,
yeah. I mean, you just want, part of it is like, I wonder if they should just be playing guys like DJ Wilson and Sterling Brown more.
I mean, or is the answer actually trading Chris Middleton?
I mean,
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know what they should do, but they've hit a wall. Like
yeah.
this is for sure a wall. I mean, do you fire Coach Bud?
I don't know.
It's hard to say. Like they've still been, this is still like,
I mean, how many games did they win this year? Like 67 or something like that? Like,
I mean, not quite that many, but yeah, they were, I think it was like the 14th best winning percentage in the last 20 something years.
And they were on pace to have the best one ever before, and then Giannis got hurt. And
yeah, they were like 50-5 at one point.
Like, I mean, do you chalk this up to, maybe they weren't focused because they had 3 months off and also the police keep murdering people in their home state. I don't know.
The Lopez twins were really close to Disney World. And,
yeah.
You know, there's a lot of... but it does seem like... Now, part of this might just be that like Mike Budenholzer overachieves a lot in the regular season. You know, and no knock for that. But also, it seems like he... has been beaten in a similar way a couple years in the playoffs now.
All right, let's talk. Let's say goodbye to two teams we haven't got a chance to say goodbye to.
Oh, yeah.
The Jazz and the Thunder. Sean, are there any things you want to say before the Jazz and the Thunder leave your lives forever?
I have to say, and I feel like I was... proven wrong about Donovan Mitchell, who I didn't think was bad, but Donovan Mitchell exceeded my expectations and my evaluations of him. So congratulations, Donovan Mitchell. And at the same time, there might not be another team that I'm happier to see blow a 3-1 lead. and it was so weird because they were getting beaten so badly in the first half of that game and then essentially had a shot to win it with one of the NBA's like weirdly most likable successes and yet like cursed players with Mike Conley taking that final shot and missing it. It was like if he made that basket, he'd retroactively be added to a couple of all-star teams. And it clanked out.
You know what?
I mean, it even went down a little bit, too.
I just realized what the Bucks should do.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
They should trade Giannis for Michael Porter Jr. and Bol Bol.
Oh, my God.
And just build your team around those fucking
those two
jerk-ass weirdos.
Oh, yeah, if you were Giannis, where would you play? Where would you want to go?
Honestly, Denver or Dallas.
Dallas would be amazing. And you could kind of like, trading Kristaps back is a little bit reasonable, but I mean, nothing's reasonable in a trade for Giannis, yeah. But oh my God. Yeah, Michael Porter Jr., Bol Bol.
I will say,
a protected Rockets pick.
We're going to hear a lot about the Warriors trading for him.
We are, and
I'm going to sound like a weird dick for saying this, but I don't want him. Like, obviously, I have a real good time watching Giannis and Steph Curry play basketball.
Yeah.
But I don't want to root for the Yankees. Let me root for the Spurs. I just want to see Curry and Green and Clay just retire gracefully with these weird picks. I don't want it.
Well, like, it's nice to see them fight and win.
Yes.
Like, it was a very enjoyable playoff run last year. Even though it ended in just a wreckage of blood and tendons, but I mean, it would be also, like, I don't
look if they bring I just in Giannis, don't want to, I don't if they bring in Giannis, just imagine the shit Steve Kerr is going to say about Giannis while forgetting about Steph Curry being good.
The Under Armour stock is going to plunge again. But also, it means they'd lose Draymond.
Or Clay.
Or, yeah, I mean, it's probably Draymond, though, right?
I mean, I don't know if you're the Bucks and you're like, look, you can't sign him in free agency next year.
Right, right.
Like, give us Klay Thompson. I don't know if Joe Lacob says no to that, dude. That's what I would do if I were running the Bucks and Giannis demanded a trade.
Yeah, well, yeah, you're like, give me a lot of stuff because there's no way we can, like, really win this trade. So
yeah, I'd be like, I want the second pick. I want that Minnesota pick. I want the farthest pick down the line unprotected that you can give me. Mm-hmm. And I want Klay Thompson and Eric Paschal. Give me literally everything you have that is even semi enticing.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, look, Paul George got like 6 draft picks.
Yeah.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Danilo Gallinari last year. Giannis better should get at least that much. I mean, is that crazy to say?
I mean,
that he's worth more
if
than
he's
Paul
demanding
George?
A trade. No, yes, because like,
yeah, yeah, it's a little more. There's not the leverage of like one team needs to trade for you,
right?
Except
if they were talking to the Warriors, they actually would have that leverage, because again, the Warriors are capped out into eternity. Like, they're not taking Andrew Wiggins.
I mean, I could see Coach Bud thinking he'd change him. Look, if we just play him 23 minutes a game.
I gotta say goodbye to the Jazz and Thunder.
Oh, yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, yeah. Who are you gonna miss with the Jazz?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. No, I'm gonna combine them together.
Oh, okay, okay.
Goodbye, Jazz and Thunder. I'm so sorry. All of those white dudes in polos foaming at the mouth are upset over basketball instead of Blue Lives Not Mattering or whatever. Your faces were going to be red, and I'm sorry they're red about basketball at the moment.
And I'm going to miss the Thunder just because I don't know if we're ever going to get such a strange trio as Dennis Schroeder, Steven Adams, and Danilo Gallinari playing in Oklahoma City again.
It truly is. What was that terrible movie the Flaming Lips made about, like, Christmas on Mars or whatever? It's like
it's
that.
It's
the basketball equivalent to that. All right,
should we go straight to Billy Donovan after this?
I was going to say, dude, should we just go straight to Brooke and Robin?
Oh, yeah, maybe we should just do that. I don't really
We can
care.
Talk about Billy Donovan and Danuel House falling in love in the bubble later.
Yeah. He found love in a hopeless place.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, let's go to Brooke and Robin. You're right.
I mean, unless do you want to talk about Steve Nash? That one is actually probably sort of
Let's talk about it briefly. Steve Nash got kitted. He's just going straight from being a point guard, notable for his time with the Phoenix Suns, to being the coach of the Brooklyn Nets.
Uh-huh.
I would say that he is the first coach that I can remember who talked about his white privilege.
Mm-hmm. He's also the first coach I can remember who, since he retired, has shown almost zero interest in basketball and almost 100% interest in soccer.
Yeah, that's weird.
Like,
do you think he and Sean Marks are just going to be talking about other sports all the time?
It was refreshing to see a man who was born in South Africa talk about white privilege, though.
Uh-huh, yeah. He and Elon Musk, South Africa's favorite son.
You know what? I think Steve Nash is the opposite of Elon Musk, like, in everything. Like,
go ahead. Go ahead. Sorry. No,
go ahead.
I was going to say, you don't think Steve Nash could pull Grimes?
No, but I just mean, like, not a blowhard. Like an actual innovator in something.
Yeah, like he didn't just get like a lot of government grants to run a fast offense.
Quiet, everyone likes him. He'd definitely never seen the Pickle Rick episode of Rick and Morty.
I can't remember a single time that Steve Nash called anyone a pedophile.
Mm-hmm. Here's a question. So Dave Matthews of the DMB, Dave Matthews Band, also born in South Africa. Is he the direct middle between Elon Musk and Steve Nash?
I mean, like, Dave Matthews, I don't know. I mean, like, the worst thing I've heard about Dave Matthews is that his boat dumped all that.
His bus dumped a bunch of shit on that boat full of people.
Yeah. But other than that, he seems fine, right?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, his music's obnoxious. Yeah. Like, I just... Look, this seems
he
like...
He was in an Adam Sandler movie. That's yeah, like...
He's been in several Adam Sandler movies.
I guarantee you that Adam Sandler does not listen to Dave Matthews Band.
Anyway, it sounds like I'm being pro-Steve Nash here. I'm not really. This kind of sucks. Nate McMillan gets fired for no reason, and then the next day Steve Nash gets hired.
Yeah, it's like a weird... It seems like not maybe the hire you make if you're like, we are ready to compete right now. But at the same time, I do understand how it is different. Like he is, I mean, yes, he's white, but also...
And yes, he jumped the line. Absolutely.
He did jump the line.
Also, yes, NBA hire more black coaches.
Yeah, it's like, weird. It's like, what is it, 20% of the league?
It's fucked up.
Yes.
The
difference in Steve Nash, though, is he is also a giant superstar who everyone thought would be a coach.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Also,
like, this is
more importantly, Kevin Durant told them to hire him.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it comes down to. So, like,
is exactly.
So and all look, of the objections people are
would
raising
I be
completely
listening?
Valid.
Would I be listening to Kevin Durant? No.
No. Well, and I would just be... But at the same time...
But I would be listening to Kyrie. I'd hire whoever Kyrie told me to. Yeah. Who do you think Kyrie wants to be his coach? Because I don't think it's... It might be Steve Nash, but I don't think so. I think he's probably indifferent to Steve Nash.
Yeah, maybe, like, I'm trying to think who it would be that he would want to be his coach.
Bootsy Collins?
I was going to say, like, maybe Tiesto. like a DJ. I wonder if he was like, I would want Ralph Nader to coach the team.
I read that letter he wrote.
Trying to think who he might... What if it was what is that guy's name? Doctor, who's the I can't remember.
Cool Keith.
What cool do you Keith would be a good choice. Yeah. Cool Keith would be a good choice.
Doctor Octagon.
No, he would hire Cool Keith, but only Dr. Octagon. What if his coaching tech was Dr. Octagon and MF Doom?
Well, MF Doom would have to come back to America, and that's not true. Happening.
He's not coming back, is he? Yeah, what if it was just like a lot of
hire like Bobby Digital.
Yeah. That's who you want. Bobby Digital. What if he wanted like Dame Dash?
I
don't think he would pick Dame Dash.
I don't think he'd pick Dame Dash. That's not weird enough, you know? It's like
yeah.
Kyrie wants like that cartoon the cartoon rapper from Gorillaz is what he wants.
Would he maybe pick Tom Steyer?
No, but I think he would pick Marianne Williamson.
Yeah, Marianne. That's who I think they should have had coach of the Nets, and they should hire her as a consultant.
All right. Anyway, hire more black coaches. That's our line. And Chauncey Billups. Someone hire Chauncey Billups. Chauncey Billups. Such a smart move. The second that happened. Steve Nash getting hired, Chauncey Billups starting to leak that he wants to be a coach.
Yeah.
Such a smart move.
Right. Well, the Cavs almost hired him as the GM, but they just didn't offer him much money, right?
They didn't offer him enough money, yeah.
I always wonder if Kenny Smith has really been close to getting front office jobs, or if he's interested. Or I just wonder if they can match his TNT money. But,
If I were Kenny Smith, I wouldn't want to be a coach.
No, not now. Maybe like 10 years ago, but you have the best job. Like, he doesn't. He has nothing to prove, man. It's better to be great at inside the NBA to maybe be okay as a GM.
Yeah.
Also, like that's like it's just it's you know it's. Why would you want that? But yeah, Chauncey, the Pacers have such a weird list of coaching candidates right now. We've got Chauncey Billups,
Becky Hammon. Yeah.
Obviously they want to hire Mike D'Antoni, but he's still employed right now.
He can't even keep his players from fucking in the bubble.
Yeah, come on, man. D'Antoni's like, I played in Italy. I can't. I could say I disapprove, but I'd be lying, baby.
I was thinking about
how you saw my mustache.
Okay, we should talk about that real quick now that I brought it up. Yeah. It's just Daniel. Yeah. I don't know why is it spelled that way then. It's very cool.
Yeah.
Well,
his father's name is Daniel.
But so. It also fucks me. It also always fucks me up.
Yeah.
Missed game 3 is going to miss game 4, and Woj tweeted tonight that it was because he had an unapproved woman in his room. Well, he didn't say that, right? He said a person, but it was obviously.
Yeah, and for about a day there have been rumors about him being with someone in the bubble that was not his wife or girlfriend.
And but he does not have a wife. We need to make it clear he does not have a wife.
Yeah.
And here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
I only brought it up because you brought up D'Antoni. There's no way D'Antoni likes this at all. He wants him to play. But sexless Daryl Morey and the NBA creeps at B really getting in the way here. And you know what the real problem here, though, is?
Uh-huh.
The bubble's too long.
It's too long, man.
It's a real long time to ask.
Let him live. Yeah. He's 27, baby. Like, he's only got so much time. And also, like, really, is it that big a deal?
And here's what Is it really that big a deal?
You're suspending somebody for the second round of the playoffs for getting laid?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is that where we are in this country right now?
Yeah.
It's just like, it's a bunch of incels. Just because some of the top tier of NBA writers brag about their years of consecutive celibacy. Don't impose those weird incel values on the players. You know what I mean?
And here's what I'm saying right now. And I, you know what? I'm going to make this an official Round Ball Rock decree.
Uh-huh.
The greatest thing on earth that could happen, and I really hope it happens, is I hope Daniel House marries whoever this woman is.
I think so, too.
And just throws it in the face of all these prudish assholes.
Yeah,
man! It might have been a man. We're assuming it's a woman. It might have been a man. If it's a man, marry him. Who cares? But
yeah,
that's what we want.
Marry this partner. Rub it in their faces. Yeah.
In fact, I'm sure if the Lopezes haven't left, I'm sure one of them is has a marriage license from a Unitarian church they got on the internet. Get married right now, and then just say, "Hey, this is my wife. Mm-hmm. You can't suspend me."
Yeah, you sign
a prenup. She's my plus one. You said I could bring family. Here we go. This is my family.
Who on the Rockets do you think is the most likely to be a licensed minister?
On the Rockets?
Yeah.
Robert Covington?
I think it might be Tyson Chandler.
Oh, yeah, no, you're right.
But also, I kind of think Mike D'Antoni is probably a licensed minister.
Oh, for sure.
And I do think Daryl Morey is somewhat sensual. It's just in such an unpredictable way. It's really hard to tell. But yeah, like, okay.
Yeah, he's like theater kid and massage circle sensual, though. It's
that's what
like
it is.
Unchecked weird hormones, not like adult.
Oh my God. I bet Daryl Morey gives a really good shoulder rub, though.
All right. Anyway.
Daryl Morey, come on, Rob. Do you think LeBron somehow ratted him out?
Oh, excellent question. No. I don't think LeBron knows who Daniel House is. I think we've reached the point in LeBron's career where there are guys in the league he just does not know who they are.
Yeah, but he's got a photographic memory, so it haunts him. He's like remembering the play, and he's like, who? He can't forget, but he doesn't know their names. And
what are the chances LeBron knows who Lugans Dort is?
Low.
Right? He's just like, yeah, they've got that thick athletic rookie.
Yeah, he's like, you know, Oklahoma City Ojale.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. He doesn't know who Ojale is, though.
No. I just wonder if he's like, at this point, he's not even like thinking about names as much as everybody's just like a polygon with tendencies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The NBA moved the draft to November 18th. Sean, how do you feel about that?
I wish it was sooner.
Me too.
but I guess like it's just like every time they push it back, it's like, oh, the season's not gonna start for longer.
But it's also like, oh, basketball's just never gonna. It's like both never ending, but also never starting.
Yeah, it's like, and also just the idea that they want to do more Zoom interviews with these guys is just asinine.
And like.
Dude, what are you doing?
NBA 2K21 came out last week, Sean. Uh-huh. And if you go to start today, it goes unavailable. Let us come back when the 2021 NBA season starts.
Oh, that's terrible.
So if you start a My League mode, it pretends that this season never happened. So it's like there's no free agents and then no draft class. It's just Jesus. Like the Warriors have the roster they had when it stopped, and then they have this year's draft pick, and then the next year's pick is still the Timberwolves' next year's pick. But it really fucks it up because when you sim the season and go to free agency, it's a double free agent class.
That's terrible. And that won't change for 3 months.
Yeah.
For 3 months, you just can't really play the game the way you want to.
Yeah, so I wasted $70. Thanks, NBA 2K.
I think Daryl Morey should give you $35.
I agree. All right. Daryl Morey, give me $35. all right. Look, everyone knows that we have podcasts within a podcast, and we're lucky we have a celebrity podcast within a podcast. And Disney released a new big movie this week. So it's once again time to visit Brooke and Robin Lopez at the movies.
Brooke and Robin Lopez at the movies. Twin brothers in who? And fandom. DC versus Marvel. Offense versus defense. Nerds who are jocks. Post-ops versus hard screens. Jocks who are nerds. Cain versus Abel. The Snyder Cut. Take it away, Brooke. Or Robin. I'm not really sure who is who.
Hey, Robin.
Hey, Brooke.
How are you doing?
Not that great, to be honest. I'm kind of freaking bummed.
Yeah. I'm pretty bummed too, but I just want to say right off the bat, Robin, I made an all-defensive team.
What?
Yeah, I made second team all-defense and also got votes for defensive player of the year.
That's so weird. I can't believe. I thought you would get votes for doofus player of the year.
Hey!
I'm just kidding. Congratulations on finally picking up on the value of defense, the most important part of basketball.
But I don't even know who I am anymore.
It's really weird. I see you and you're boxing out and you're blocking shots instead of putting in shots. What happened to you?
I don't know.
Do you have a traumatic moment?
I think maybe, Robin, do you remember a couple of years ago when you led the NBA in offensive rating?
Yeah, that was so weird. I kind of feel like I would passed out for half that season.
Did we Freaky Friday and it's just...
Oh, no!
It's like... And it's like delayed and you finally have taken over my body.
Oh my gosh, remember when we were both touching the old Abe Lincoln head from the Hall of Presidents that we bought from that shady Disneyland merch?
Yeah.
We got friggin' Freaky Friday.
Oh no, you're me and I'm you.
I'm you and you're me.
You know, I think this is more of a classic Haley Mills Freaky Friday and less of Freaky Friday, though.
No, it's not so much of a low hand. She also has that weird low voice. Mm-hmm. I don't like that.
It's lower than mine.
This is a classic Mills water ski type event. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, that might explain why everything was so freaking weird in the bubble.
It was so weird.
I have to say, look, I'm a little disappointed that the Milwaukee Bucks did not reach the apex of NBA basketball. The conference finals, the furthest any team can get, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I mean, I've never even been there.
Wait, really? No, you were there last year.
Oh, I was there last year. Sorry.
Yeah. No. And I was there in 2010 with the amazing Phoenix Suns and my greatest nemesis of all, the gorilla.
Yeah.
The only gorillas that I like are Mighty Joe Young and Ed the Pitcher. Oh, and the gray gorilla from Congo that's good and not aggressive.
I don't like those aggressive gorillas.
No, I don't like it at all. But I'm most disappointed because we were going to be able to bring a partner to Disney World. This was my dream, Brooke. I know that you have a house on the property, but
I'm never there now.
I've never had the best kind of work-life balance that I had in the bubble. Basketball in the day. Disney by night. Movies all morning. Telling people about Disney trivia in front of an empty DJ booth. I mean, a DJ booth with four DJs and no friggin' people there. So I just told the DJ facts about the Swiss Family Robinson movie.
Which one?
The 1957 one, duh.
Yeah, that's the best one. Did you watch Mulan?
Yeah, I did. Well, as you know, I am a platinum Disney Plus member. So I actually got it a day before you could even order it. And I watched it. And you and I wanted to watch it separately, right?
Yeah. Because Mulan is clearly one of my favorite of the late period hand-drawn Disney classics.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a good one.
But I wasn't really feeling in the mood being around you because the last couple of months have been so hard.
Well, yeah, it's...
The Wildcat strike. The Wildcat strike.
That was crazy.
Being at Disney World, but not being allowed to go to Disney World.
Oh, I hated it. Oh, it's the worst. I was going to break out.
Coach Bud not listening to me when I said that maybe I could try not, like, that my feet can leave the paint on defense.
Yeah, and also, how tired did he think you were?
I don't know.
He kept trying to make you take naps in between the games. It was really weird.
He just called me and told me to take a break now.
That's really weird. He kept trying to get me to sing your freaking lullabies on the bench.
Yeah. And then, of course, the freak got hurt.
That was really sad. He's one of my favorite guys. Brooke?
He's my third favorite freak.
Who's your favorite freak?
Freakazoid.
Who's your second favorite freak?
Giannis.
Wait, I thought he was your... Who's your third favorite freak?
The mind freak, Chris Angel.
Oh, he's my favorite freak. No, but now that the Bucks have been eliminated...
You know who my least favorite freak is?
Who?
You idiot.
Oh, hey! Well, Brooke, now that the Bucks have been eliminated, is it safe to reveal how Giannis actually hurt his ankle?
Yeah.
We were doing a wrestling warm-up, and I got a little bit carried away with myself. And, well, I actually started doing real wrestling moves instead of fake wrestling moves. And I put his ankle in an ankle bar. And I kept saying, friggin' tap out. You gotta friggin' tap out, you Greek freak. But he didn't really understand what tap out meant, because it's an idiom. That ankle snapped like a Twizzler. He was a good buddy, and he pretended to get hurt on the court. But,
is that why you played 0 minutes?
Yeah, I was hiding out because I thought they'd be able to identify my DNA on his sneakers.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Also, I'd been eating a lot of cotton candy, and it was pretty obvious on that ankle. But also... That was the reason why the GM said that we couldn't watch Mulan together. It's because I tend to get rowdy when I see scenes. It's not so much with cartoon violence, but live action violence. I like to act it out while it's happening.
It's true. You do.
And when I ran up a wall, I put my foot through the recreation room. I actually ruined one of the karaoke stations with my big old foot.
Luckily, though, on the plus side, that's just going to give more of a chance for Disney's Imagineers to reimagine the karaoke room.
Oh, that's a good idea. I mean, I'm glad
it's
that
why I break something every time I go there.
You know, I don't know if it's doing the purpose.
I want to make sure that they... You know, have things to imagine.
It's true. There's a lot of imagination that's lacking, especially in our coaching staff.
Hey, go easy on my friend, Coach Bud. He just texted me and told me to drink some warm milk.
That's pretty good. He texted me and he said, get ready. We're going to need you in the finals in 2021. I'm not actually under contract anymore, Brooke.
Oh. Where are you going to go?
Free agent. I kind of like staying here in Milwaukee. I might try to go to the Clippers because it's near Disneyland, but also I'm thinking of signing with a real dark horse candidate, by which I mean Black Beauty.
All right, we need to talk about Mulan. Even though I'm so depressed, first off, Robin, how many times have you bought Mulan through Disney Plus?
5 so far.
I got you beat,
buddy. I loved it.
I how got many? You beat. 17.
Wow. Well,
and I paid for it in 4K. So I spent 4K.
Yeah, I also got it in 4K, but I was also doing my rewatch of The Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm. The child. You're a child, but not
I'm cute. Kind of a child. Well, no. I'm more of an adult Yoda figure. Mm-hmm. Wise and tough. Mm-hmm. But I loved it. I really identified
with a force with ghost. Because that's basically your role on the bench on the Bucks.
Hey! I said a lot of good screams. They should have let me in that game.
You
I
just stand on the side in a blue haze dancing around.
Yeah, well, I would have shut down Bam Adebayo if they'd just let me in that game. You'll see.
How?
I would have gotten in his way. I would have set good screens. I would have blocked out.
No, but how would I see? I got Defensive Player of the Year votes, and I couldn't stop him.
Yeah, well, you know what else got a lot of votes?
What?
That friggin' Best Picture movie that was just a bunch of triplets of Belleville. Come on.
Yeah.
We're twins. If there were twins of Belleville, I would have barely tolerated with it. As it was, no thank you, Belleville. No thank you, triplets.
You do hate that movie.
I hate it so much, Brooke. It really just makes me angry. Possibly because it was made in another country that I didn't really understand. But also, I really identified with Mulan because of how my life has been recently, mm-hmm. Brooke.
Well, how you know, so?
Well, you know how Mulan's father... He is elderly and he gets drafted into the army
mm-hmm.
to fight against Bori Khan for the emperor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this year in the bubble, I had to disguise myself as a person who tolerates mascots for that commercial.
Yeah, you did. How did you do it?
Well, the whole time I was doing it, I just thought I was doing it for the common cause. But then I realized I had to be true to myself. So at the end of that commercial shoot, mm-hmm. I reverse tracked all those Zoom signals for those mascots. Mm-hmm. And I left flaming bags of poop on their porches.
How'd you do that from the bubble?
I doorbell ditched them.
How'd you do that from the bubble?
I put myself in an actual disguise as a female Chinese warrior.
Oh.
I might be canceled, Brooke.
It was cosplay. It's okay if it's cosplay, right?
Oh, I guess it is. It was Disney bounding.
Yeah.
Ultimately.
Yeah.
All right, that's cool. You love cosplay too, right?
Yeah, of course.
What did you think of Mulan?
I loved it. I loved every minute of it. It was a rip-roaring adventure.
Nothing like a rip-roarer.
It was just like the cartoon, like shot for shot. I loved every minute of it. It's one of my favorite cartoons. I love swords. I love romance. I love singing. I love battles. I love China. The only thing I missed, that dragon.
That dragon wasn't there, but they did have a transmogrifying witch.
Mm-hmm.
You know who that reminded me of?
Who?
Jimmy Butler. He was doing it all on the court.
Oh, you're going to bum me out if you keep bringing up the Heat. I know you didn't right. play, but like, it was really hard, man. There was just no winning.
Yeah, it was really difficult when I got really confused at first because they had that guy named Hero who was unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was Big Hero 6.
I gotta say, Tyler Hero is like the name of like an anime you'd watch on Crunchyroll.com.
I have watched it on Crunchyroll.com. He can turn into a jaguar. It's incredible. He's shifty, much like that young rookie. But in crunch time, that Jaguar rolls up in a ball, and this Tyler Hero did not.
He kind of did, though.
He kind of did roll. He drew a lot of contact, too.
He really embarrassed our man Dante.
That was kind of difficult. It was tough for Dante. I think it's tough to play defense when you have red hair because you're already so defensive all the time. Who's your favorite redheaded Disney character? Let's say it on three. One, two, three. Girl Ariel. From Brave.
What?
Oh, wow. I just love an archer.
I don't know, man. I prefer hand-drawn animation because I have highbrow tastes.
That's a good point. I'm a big fan of Kelly MacDonald's voice work.
All right, Brooke.
She's the founder of McDonald's, right?
Yeah, she is.
Okay.
Brave is about the invention of the Happy Meal.
Mm-hmm. It's Scottish.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I wanted to tell you, how did you like the arena in the bubble?
It was weird.
Yeah, I was hoping that next year we'll feature a live-action reboot of the crowd.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Except they should also add... It was at here's what I didn't like about it. We're at Disneyland, right?
Yeah.
Like, what's with all the screens? Where are we? Universal Studios? Get some animatronics in the crowd. I want the Country Bears to watch me jam.
Why aren't they there? They're not busy. But Country Bears can't spread the virus.
Yeah.
What about
I know I kissed screen? One on the mouth.
Oh, well. Oh my gosh. Was it better than kissing a city bear?
Yeah, of course. Those country bears know how to do it.
That's true. They start them young. My other question is, why couldn't you have just a really large screen displaying the journey on Star Tours, either the original or the modified second version?
Mm-hmm. Also,
great experience for everyone.
Yeah, if Star Tours was going on in the back and basketball in the front.
Mm-hmm.
My ideal night.
Yeah, I had a haircut like that once. Basketball in the front, Star Tours in the back.
Yeah, it was more Phantom Menace in the back.
Yeah, I looked like I'd been attacked by a clone or two. Luckily, my hair is so ridiculously curly, it grew back in 2 days.
Yeah.
I maintain this thing with a weed whacker these days. It's out of control, Brooke.
Robin... I'm depressed.
I am too. I mean, I do get to go back and see my girlfriend, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I guess.
My dog that looks like a Muppet.
Yeah.
Look, Brooke, I got one thing that might make it worth your while to be out of the bubble again.
What?
The movie Tenet.
Is it out?
I don't know if it's out yet. I'm just excited. I've been watching that trailer, and then sometimes I watch the trailer backwards because I think it might be a clue, and it might get me in more of a Tenet headspace. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Wait for Tenet.
I can't wait for Tenet either.
All right. On three, let's say it together. Let's use our twin powers. Maybe if we yell it loud enough, they'll hear it, and they'll release it.
Okay.
All right. One, two... Three. I can't wait for Tenet
cut. Oh, sorry. Wait, let me do it again. Sorry, I started thinking about the Snyder cut and I got really excited. Okay. Right. One, two, three.
I can't wait for Tenet.
Oh. I guess I was pretty close.
It was
also
close
what
enough.
If there was a Snyder cut of Tenet?
Oh my god, it would be like 7 days long.
That's better than an NBA title.
Yeah, you're right. All right, let's go. Do you want to hop on Animal Crossing in a couple of minutes and visit my island?
Yeah, but you got to visit my island next.
Okay, yeah, we can do that.
All right, let's do it. See you on the crossing, bro.
All right, bye.
You know, they didn't fight this time. That was kind of sweet.
I think they're like too sad to fight.
Mm-hmm.
But also maybe Robin is just fighting himself too much while watching Mulan. I'm not sure.
Like Brooke was really depressed. He was bummed. Yeah. Didn't seem like things affected Robin at all, though.
He didn't really seem to care. Like, I guess if he's not in the game, he's not really that much of a team player.
All right. Sean, I think that's our episode.
Yeah, I think it was. I feel bad for those guys. But you know what? They'll be... It gives them more time to review movies for us.
Oh, man. We've got an all-time classic Frankie Muniz tweet today. I just found. All right. Sean, anything you want to plug?
Check out roundballrock.net. Yeah, that's what you should check out.
Again, check out Basketball's Patreon. Because we're doing trivia over there. For me, you can always follow me on Twitter at Frankie Muniz, where September 8th I tweeted, "Today was a rough one that ended with me somehow running my phone over with my truck. My poor at Motorola US hashtag loose basketball short pockets."
Loose basketball short pockets, he dropped. I mean, this is like literally only Frankie can have this happen.
Yeah.
My God.
Did you write a song, Sean?
I did. I did one. This is one, a collaboration with the great Peaches. Mm-hmm. And it's called Bucks the Pain Away.
Mm-hmm. Great. Trust the process.
Trust the process.
And shut it down. Let's all watch Mulan, I guess.
I guess
they did. They didn't even really watch Mulan.
I don't know if they did. I think they were pretending.
Let's all use our twin power to make Tenet come out.
Yeah. There we go.
Choking in the playoffs like they always do, falling through all the time like Jim Kelly. Check out this dude Bledsoe, he makes a ton of dough. Crunch time, he's a real dud. What else is in the methods of Coach Bud? 4-1. Bricking all the three balls like a Rockets team, mocking me off the bench while Dante Lopez is riding the pine. He's still resting his guys. It's a abomination. Fans have no patience for these rotations. 4-1, 2, white, 2, old, 2, white, 2, old. Ladies and gentlemen, on the hi-hat, Kyle Korver. Two white, two old. Two white, two old. GIA and NIS, free agency, yeah, it's the best. GIA and NIS, Brooke Lopez, yeah, he's depressed. GIA and NIS, the Bucks offense, well, it's a mess. GIA and NIS, no postseason success. Choking in the playoffs like they always do, falling through all the time like Jim Kelly. Check out this duplet, so he makes a ton of dough. Touch time, he's a real dud. What else is in the methods of Coach Bud? 4-1.
Bucks the pain away. 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 Bucks the pain away.
Bucks the pain away. Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.